Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, nerd in the boardroom, boss in the bedroom. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been messing around with a guy that I worked with. He said he saw something special in me, so he got me transferred to his team. I looked up to this man because of his work ethic and how he commanded the room at our meetings. He is a straight nerd, but there's something about him. It's probably all of the big words he uses, but OMG, he is stuck in the late 90s with his hair, his suits, and even the way he talks. Thank goodness he's not that way in the bedroom. He's large and in charge there. He has exactly what it takes to get the job done, and I love how he plays love songs and lights candles before we're intimate. He sets the mood before he takes off his silky boxers. Yes, silk in quotations. There have been times when I've stared at him sleeping and wonder how he can be both a nerd and a superhero. We've been hooking up on the low for 8 months, and no one would ever think we were messing around. Last week, I put in my 2 weeks notice because I got a better job. Since I'm leaving the company, he said it's time we get serious and date exclusively. He is 41 and wants to get married and start a family. I am 44 and I've been married before, so I don't want to choose another man that's not the total package. I'm so concerned about how he looks that I told him our first outing should be with my friends. We did a group date with three of my girlfriends and their men. My girls were very judgmental of him. They said that I would get tired of his nerdy conversation and it might be too hard to change him. I was thinking new clothes and a haircut would do it, but they're skeptical. Can I gradually change a man that's stuck in a time warp? Would I be a fool to let him go? Yes, you would. If he's a good man and he treats you well and he wants to get married and start a family, yeah. Mm-hmm. And from what you say in this letter, he's a good guy. And having said that, I think one of the easiest ways, and I don't believe in you got to change a man and all that, but his wardrobe, because that's on the outside and not in the inside, you're not trying to change his character or anything. You're just trying to update his style. That's okay. But I don't want you to mess this up either. I mean, because it's not what you do, it's how you do it. I think you should talk to him about it, sit him down and tell him, you know, don't crush his ego. And from what you said, he seems like a reasonable guy, so hopefully he'll be receptive of what you have to say to him. A lot of women change things about their men outwardly, the way they wear the hair and the clothes that they wear. That you won't be the first one to do that. I just think, you know, don't listen to your girlfriends and other people, haters, about your relationship, because they don't don't know. This has to be solely your decision, not what they think with their judgmental attitudes. And don't let your friends talk you out of a good man. You like this man. So please don't dump him for some stupid reason and then see him out with some other woman and they're doing all good and flourishing and everything. And then you have regrets. Don't do that. Okay, Steve.
I don't see nothing wrong in this letter. You know, you've been messing around with a guy you work with. He said he saw something special in you, so he had you moved over to his team. You looked up to him because of his work ethic and how he commands the rooms at the meetings. He is a straight nerd, but you say it's something about him. But he's stuck in the late 90s with his hair, his suits, and even the way he talks. And then you say, but thank goodness he ain't that way in the bedroom. He's large and in charge now. Okay. He's exactly what it takes to get your job done. He plays love songs and light candles before we intimate. That cause he old school. You know, lighting candles, playing music, that you know, that used to happen a lot, you know. Wasn't nothing else. Couldn't put on TikTok, you know. So what you gonna do? Netflix wasn't out. Couldn't do that. So yeah. Back down to these candles and this music. Sorry. But that's what you like. Then he sets the mood before he takes off his silky boxers. Okay, that's cool. That's old, too. All right. Sometimes when he's sleeping, you look at him, you wonder how he can be a nerd and a superhero. Now, have you ever thought that he has to be these two different peoples so he can survive in this world? Do you think that he's running the boardroom because he's a nerd? Of course. He has found a way to be successful in the corporate world. And the corporate world likes him because they done put him in charge there too. Now, y'all been hooking up on the low for about 8 months. Nobody thinks y'all messing around. So you put in your 2-week notice because you got a better job. Since I'm leaving the company, he said it's time for us to get serious and date exclusively. He's 41, wants to get married and start a family. I'm 44. I've been married before, so I don't want to choose another man that's not the total package. Well, now let's stop right here. Seeing as how you divorced, don't look like you know how to pick all that good, no way. That's coming from somebody that had a couple of them his damn self. So now, I know when you in the bad picking business. So now, you in the bad picking business, but now you say you don't want another man that ain't the total package. Do you think you're the total package? You know, what I've never heard? I'm going to say this. This is going to be shocking, and we're going to go to break.
Okay.
I've never heard a woman say, I've heard women say, he ain't nothing. All my exes was dogs and whatnot. I've never heard a woman say, you know what? I ain't about nothing.
I have and you never will.
Heard a woman say, you know what? It's me. I ain't about nothing.
Part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, nerd in the boardroom, boss in the bedroom. We'll get back into it right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Nerd in the boardroom, boss in the bedroom.
Here's this woman who's messing around with this guy on the job that's a nerd. He's in the supervisory capacity, said he saw some men, so he had him transferred to a team. Now, they've been seeing each other on the low-low for about 8 months. She likes everything about him, how he commands the boardroom, think it's because of the big words he uses and all that. But they've been in the bedroom, he a superhero. He's in charge in there, too. And everything is going right. He's a straight nerd, but it's something about him. But she don't like the fact that he's stuck in the late 90s with his hair and his suits. Thank goodness he ain't that way in the bedroom. So now he play love songs and light candles, because that's what people used to do, you know, because we didn't have a lot of other stuff. So, you know, it was all like that. He sets the mood before he take off his silky boxers. There's been times when I've stared at him sleeping, how he can be a nerd and a superhero. And I said, because he has to be that to have the job he got. He's figured out the way to become successful in corporate America, and that's what he's doing. All right, now, y'all been hooking up for about 8 weeks. Last week, you put in your notice because you found a better job since you're leaving the company. He said it's time we get serious and start dating. He 41, I'm 44. He want to get married and start a family. I've been married, so I don't want to choose another man that's not the total package. And like I said before I left, which is what we do, you know what I've noticed that I've never heard in my life? I've heard women who have exes who talk about what was wrong with the men and they wasn't ready, they wasn't mature, ain't no good men, I can't find a good man. There's a lot of good men out there. I've never heard a woman say, you know what, I ain't about nothing.
And you never will.
You know what? It's me. It's me.
No.
I can't keep a man. Now there are women who can keep a man. But, you know, it's women out here who just blame men for all their woes. And it could be you. Ain't no good men out here. A lot of good men out here. Anyway, here's her problem. So I don't want to choose another man that's not total package. I'm so concerned about how he looks. I told him our first outing should be with my friends. We did a group date and three of my girlfriends and they men. My girls are very judgmental of him. They said that I'll get tired of this nerdy conversation and it might be too hard to change him. Your girlfriend and they men. Any of them married? You married? Any of them men ask your girlfriends to marry them? So you just had three girlfriends and they men. But the girls got a problem with them. The dudes didn't. And it might be too hard to change them. I was thinking new clothes and a haircut would do it. Well, new clothes and a haircut could help. But he would need a good woman to do that. But you're so worried about what your friends think that you finna let the superhero and the nerd go. But they're skeptical. They're skeptical. Can I gradually change a man that's stuck in a time warp? I've seen it happen to me. Yep.
What do you mean, Steve? What are you saying?
I've seen it.
You live
saw a woman change my haircut and my suits. I saw it.
What is the big deal? Yeah.
I don't even know what you're tripping for. Oh, she was smart, though. She waited till she got in and said, hey, you need to take them big suits off now. Time to change. I fought her.
Okay.
And fought her, and now here I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be a fool to let him go? You'd be a damn fool to let him go. You would be beyond ignorant to let him go. And he wants you. On top of all this, all he ain't is a suit and a haircut. That's all he ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get tired of that nerdy conversation. Oh, well, I know a lot of women that's tired of these hip conversations.
Huh.
You know, you can have a man say all the right things that don't mean none of them. So, lady, I don't know what you're going to do. But if you let this man go, you a stone cold fool.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, maybe it's you.
She'll never say it.
Maybe it's you.
She'll never say
it. You ever thought of why you can't keep a man? Maybe it's you. I know y'all always want to put it on the man, but I wish y'all would sometimes just, is there anything that you could be doing wrong? Is there anything about you you could change?
Think about that.
Could you be too picky? Because if you gonna let a man go because he talk like a nerd and he got an old style haircut and a suit that you don't like, you gonna let him go for that?
I was going to ask you one thing. What is he saying that turns her on so much in the boardroom, those big words?
Hey, what do you guys want to do for lunch? Are you kidding me? Applebee's. Not interested. How about a menorah? How about a more for new dining experience?
Ooh. You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
That's all it is. It's just words like that. It's just, you know.
Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.